Blog Talk Radio. Yo, welcome to the show, welcome to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony is here in the building. Can a player play another week? Feeling a little bit under the weather, but you know, the show must go on, you know what I mean? My man K Diddy up in here with me. We just featured Kanye, world movement artist, you know what I mean? That's what we do. Relentless self-promotion. What's up, K Diddy?
I'm doing good, brother. I told you, boy, you better stop eating all that Cracker Jacks and all that stuff at night.
Yeah, for real, man. I'm really feeling on the weather right now, but it's my whole household, so you know what I mean? I'm watching my baby right now. She was just running a temperature about 99 to 100 degrees, you know, but I think she's teasing. But anyway, enough about all that, you know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? Every Sunday we're here at 2:30 p.m. We discuss life, love, relationships, the ups, the downs. This week, you know what I mean, I thought about this, and this week we're discussing I'm Lost Without You. You know what I mean? A lot of times people come into our lives, really good people, and they shower us with love and attention, but for whatever reason, we don't know how to appreciate that. Whatever insecurities or whatever issues we're dealing with, you know what I mean? But we got to keep it moving. And even though you got to keep it. Say that again?
I was going to say, is that anything like people bringing that old baggage to the table?
Well, yeah, sort of bringing the old baggage to the table. But definitely, baggage is always involved. The baggage is always involved. But, you know, today is all about acknowledging the people who a lot of times don't get no credit for the good that they bring into other people's life, you know what I mean? Then this other person just don't know what to do with it. And that's one of the worst losses I think anybody can have, is when you really had something good and you screw it up for whatever petty insecurities you have. Or sometimes we're all just programmed to self-destruct, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they also call those life lessons.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know what I mean? And that's part of the live and learn theory. But nonetheless, the regret is there. Nonetheless, the impact that this person had on you is there. And sometimes you just got to go on and throw your hands up and say, I'm lost without you. But a lot of times when somebody this genuine or this good comes into your life and you let them slip away, most of the time you can't get them back. But sometimes, every once in a while, the stars line up for you. And you're able to get that person back. So shout out to the good folks out there, male and female, who brought something good to somebody's life, and in return they got bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
And give a shout out to those who need to go back and try to get back, and you know, tell them they just need to pucker up.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Just pucker up a little bit. Anyway, K Diddy, what's going on with you, my brother? As you can see, I'm not my normal, vibrant self, but I'm trying to hold it down nonetheless.
Yeah,
what's going on with you, brother?
Same thing. But like you said, got to rise to the occasion, nevertheless, and be all we can be because that's who we are.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Well, you saw featured your girl Kanye, you know what I mean? Trying to get that music out there to the world. You can feel that vibe.
Right.
Oh, man.
Rightly so.
But the weather's been really funky here in Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe that's why brother ain't feeling the best right now, you know what I'm saying? Strange weather, but Sunday, once again, we're here. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. My man, K Diddy. along with myself, Pretty Tone. Lady Joy might be jumping in later on. We don't know.
Yeah, well.
But nonetheless, shout out to Lady Joy LaShawn.
She did check in and said that she was called away, but she will be back shortly.
It is all to the good, my brother. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I mean, out there in Cyberland, listening to the voice over the radio, for those just joining, we talking about I'm lost without you when you had something really good, and you let it slip away for whatever reason. Like my man K. Diddy say, sometimes you got to pucker up, and there are other times they're gone, brother. They're gone, and ain't no coming back. And the problem is, a lot of us are not used to love in its purest form, you know what I mean? Because of whatever past issues that we have or whatever things that we've been through, sometimes when love comes to you in its purest, simplest form, it confuses you. Especially if it comes along at a time in your life when you're not prepared for love like that. You know what I mean? Because the beauty of love is that love is not supposed to be destructive. Love is supposed to be constructive. Do you agree or disagree, KD?
Oh, I totally disagree. You know, I totally agree.
I thought you said you disagree, but okay, you totally agree.
Oh, yeah, well, I might have said disagree, but I meant to agree. We're always supposed to enhance, not take away.
You know what I mean? It's sort of like when you love a child, the love you have for that child should build that child up and take that child to, you know what I mean, whatever destiny that awaits it, not take away from it. When you love somebody, you're supposed to help build them up, and a lot of times, some people are not ready to be built up. Some people can't deal with, you know what I mean, you bringing something to the table that they've never experienced it before, because the love that they've brought to the table is not the kind of love that you're accustomed to, you know what I mean? Now, when something comes into your life to enhance you, and for those just joining in, I want to say again, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so if your boys seem a little bit down, please forgive me. I'm just trying to get through this because, you know what I mean, the show must go on, like my man K. Diddy said. We got to rise to the occasion. And I'm normally the one on here that's full of life because, you know, K. Diddy is always just kicked back like he Joe Cool. You know what I mean?
Well, we all got our own personal swag. Your mind is just a little bit more reserved than everybody's.
Well, you know, I'm a star. How can I not shine?
Well, that's a good question because that's what stars do.
Thank you. I would be making less of myself if I were not to shine. And see, this is the love. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say, and that's why you who you are, and that's why you do what you do, and that's why you could be sick as a dog, and you still got to perform.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Now, we're talking about this love. I was talking about this genuine love, man. A genuine love, as me and K. Diddy said earlier, is a constructive thing that comes into your life, and a lot of times, a lot of us have circumstances and baggage that we're dealing with. A lot of times, you know, even our parents didn't give us a certain kind of love. Last week we were discussing the void. So many things can cause a void in your life. You understand what I'm saying? But then somebody comes into your love, he or she wants you to be better, wants to push you, wants to help you get to where you need to be, wants you to become a better person overall. This love comes into your life, and it might be unorthodox. A lot of us are looking for a love that fits into a box. Sometimes love comes to you in an unorthodox fashion. You understand what I'm saying? But nonetheless,
so,
it's love.
So does that mean that we're looking for it to be packaged and presented a certain way, and when it's
absolutely. Whatever that way may be, yeah, most of us are looking for love packaged and presented in a certain way. And when it comes to us, or like on a sidewinding tip, it freaks us out. because a lot of us grew up in certain environments where, you know, I mean, we weren't taught about, you know, I mean, like hugging and telling each other we love each other. You know, I mean, especially my people from the hood, we grew up just so, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That when somebody comes into our life and they come with this love and just this giving heart that just embraces you and what makes you feel so warm, a lot of times if you're not mentally ready for this love, you mess it up, man.
All the time. All the time.
Because it comes at you so strong and it comes at you so warm and so overwhelming that it freaks you out. And then you end up losing something beautiful, and then you hit the reminisce mode. And you sit and you start seeing it from an objective point of view, and you're like, man, I had something beautiful here. But you screwed it up. And that's what your boy Pretty Tony is talking about today. I'm lost without you, man. That love that just came into your life, and from day one, everything that was wrong just seems to somehow feel right to you, you know? And I see quite a few people have joined us. I just want to say welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? Hey Diddy, Pretty Tone holding it down today. And we're talking about love. A lot of times on this show, we're talking about the negative aspects of relationships. Today I want to talk about the positive aspects of it that can be turned into a negative because we're not used to it. And K. Diddy, how did old saying go? People do what they fear, what they don't understand.
That's right. A woman come in your life and start trying to make you take a bath every week, whether you need one or not, and guys just don't like that.
You're wrong, but that does happen. That does happen. Now, there's some people who would say she's trying to mama you or baby you, but if you at that point, you got to be man enough to let her do that because, truth be told, you should have been taking a bath every day or every other day. But if that's what it takes for her to come and clean you up for you to be a better man or woman, so be it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of women out there that don't like deodorant.
You're a funny dude, K. Diddy. You're a funny dude.
Well, we were talking about circumstances where women, people, male or female, can come into people's lives and they do things to better the situation, but that person, be it he or she, don't realize it or recognize it till that person step off or till they're not there no more. You know, but it's usually when they start getting compliments from people outside that are new to them, and then they become aware of a circumstance or a situation, but it's usually in hindsight.
Yes, it is. And they always say 2020 being hindsight, huh?
Yep, because you do see. A lot of times, man, you don't see because you're so busy trying not to stumble, so you don't be seeing right there what's right in front of you.
Now, if we were to give the odds on a number like that, out of 10 relationships like that, how many of them would you say get a second chance?
I don't know. That's a tough one right there because it kind of depends on the players. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is some people are wise enough to realize they messed up and then they go back and they're humble and they're sincere. And that sincerity a lot of times is what make it possible for them to get a second chance. And other people, you know, I know we once said once before, some people don't know what they don't know. Some people realize that they screwed up because of a lack of character, for lack of a better way to put it. They won't go back and apologize and try to straighten it up. They just say, oh, well, and just keep it moving. But in their heart, they know they messed that shit up.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller wants to join us here. 561, you're on.
Hello, Pretty Tony. K. Diddy, this is Loyalty.
Hey, Loyalty. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing great. It's really funny that you actually are hitting on this topic because over the last couple of weeks or months, more or less, I can really relate to what it is that you're saying today.
Oh, well, do tell. Don't leave us in suspense.
I mean, you know, because we as women, sometimes we want to be that mother when we find that person that we think we're in love with, and then it's not reciprocated. And then for gentlemen, when they find that woman that's in their corner, no matter how bad or how bad they messed up, they don't understand it either. And like you said, we'll make that mistake and we'll just shuck it off and say, hey, you know, well, whatever. And then we have to sit back and we have to think and be honest with ourselves and say, hey, you know what? I would have really, if I would have understood that love, I could have did better with that love.
Yes, you could have. And you see, the key part of that whole thing is that a lot of times when a love like that arrives, you're genuinely not ready for it, man. But you don't know that, though, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we love to talk about we grown. You know what I mean? And when something so genuine like that arrives in your life, man, a lot of times it just completely throws you off kilter because you don't know what to do with it. So then instead of making it an ally, you somehow make it an enemy. You know?
Yep.
That's not cool at all.
No, it's not. But it happens every day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Once again, thanks everybody for joining me. A little bit under the weather today, not feeling 100%. You know, K. Diddy too cool to step up. He always got to be Joe Cool in the background. So hold on. I think somebody else want to have something to say. That's wonderful. Last week, everybody just wanted to listen. 813, you're on.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Passion calling in. And I was just listening to the topic of your show today. Also wanted to give a shout-out to Loyalty there. I haven't seen her in a day or two. But I'm listening to your show, and it sounds so familiar to what happened to me a number of years ago. And I think what happens is when someone comes at you like that, and like you said, it's so raw and so pure, it's because it is for them too. I had that experience happen to me some years back where I believe I met the love of my life, and I never knew this individual, and it was kind of like a love at first sight type thing. And it takes you through this, like, tailspin experience where it takes you all out of character, and so you do say a lot of stuff that you never thought you would have said. And at any rate, yes, it can come as a surprise. And so for that individual, I think it came so out of nowhere. It was frightening for them. And that's the reason a lot of times people can't receive it immediately, because they start wondering, well, what did they do to deserve this, or whether or not this is a game, or, you know, why you're coming at them in such a raw type of way. So I'm enjoying your topic today. Keep on. Keep up the good work.
As we shall. Yes, indeed. Joe Cool, is that you?
Yeah, and I don't know why you want to say that I'm always laid back, which is not really, really 100% the gospel. You know, I have my moments, though. You know, I have to be the conservative one of the group.
Oh. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for your input, and I'm glad. It means so much to me when I put a topic out there and the people that are listening can relate to it, because, you know, I don't want to talk about something that people can't relate to, so I definitely appreciate y'all touching on that. And that's strange, you know what I mean? So to those out there in Cyberville, on Blog Talk, those listening to the sound of my voice, if I'm taking you back to a point where you had something good or you are in the midst of something good, the ladies just told you that a lot of times something good like that surprises you. And you know, when something surprises you, only one or two things is either you embrace it or else you're going to be shocked. And if you become shocked, all your automatic defense mechanisms go up. And you screw up something so beautiful, man. Like I say, a lot of times on this show, we talk about the negative and the things. But today, I wanted to talk about something beautiful, man. And that's when something good comes into your life. The only bad part of it is that today we're talking about I'm lost without you, because we're obviously discussing that when you had it, you didn't know what to do with it. Then poof, just like that, it was gone. You know what I mean? And these things happen. So the question becomes, how do you get beyond this? You know what I mean? How do you get beyond this? And on that note, I'm going to take a quick little musical break. And you know, this is something that's called in a sentimental mode. I must be feeling real grown today or something. I don't know. Thank you. everybody. Welcome back to the show, your boy Pretty Tone, along with my man K. Diddy. You know, that's one of the most beautiful songs. I mean, I've listened to it hundreds of times, and each time it's still as beautiful as the first time that I listened to it, man. Go ahead, K. Diddy. I heard you.
No, I just been saying he's real sentimental.
You don't think that was a beautiful song, sir?
Oh, I do, I do. But boy, that was real sentimental. I mean, you need to hurry up and get well.
Maybe it's the damn drugs that I'm taking to get rid of this cold. You're right. Today, even though I'm feeling down, I'm fighting to feel beautiful. Welcome to the show. I said it before and I'll say it again because people keep popping in and out. We're discussing when love, a beautiful form of love, comes into your life and you don't know what to do with it because it didn't come to you in the little store, you know what I mean, box on the shelf version of love that you thought you should experience. You know, your first girlfriend was probably a drama queen. Your first boyfriend was probably a drama king. You know what I mean? Your first couple of relationships might have been full of so many ups and downs that you don't think that relationships are supposed to be beautiful. Anytime you're engaged in a good relationship, there has to be a measure of beauty to it. And that's something that I want to put out there today, sort of like that song that we just listened to. By the way, it's called In a Sentimental Mood. A lot of my hip-hop folks that are listening to me don't know nothing about that. Get up on that. Get up on that. But anyway, love, relationships, has to have a measure of decency and beauty to it. Of course there are going to be some down moments. Of course there are going to be some rough spots. But overall, it should be something that makes you feel whole. Last week we were discussing that void. When you find a good love, it should be able to fill up some of the voids that you have in your life. Because some of the voids that you have to fill up on your own in order to be able to embrace the beauty of a good relationship, a loving relationship. And that's the hardest thing to do because nobody ever taught us that. And this is for my hood people. I talk to my hood people all the time because, you know, a lot of people that grew up in the burbs or wherever, they have the same struggles we do, but they had a more rounded upbringing. They were exposed to a little bit more. Our families were normally so engaged in the struggle that moms and pops never told us the beauty of what a good relationship was supposed to be, because even though moms and pops stayed together for a year, 10 years, 20 years, whatever, there was constant bickering, especially if they was drinking and smoking. You know, we black folks, you know what happened. Nobody bothered to tell us that sometimes it's supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be decent. And yeah, sexual too, because sex is important. But sex should not be the foundation of your relationship. If you cannot see yourself beyond the end of the coochie or the clitoris or the dick, something is wrong. It's the only time you feel beauty, and when you feel right is when you bust in a nut. That is not a good relationship. That is a physical, sexual, animalistic relationship. Your body chemistries agree with each other. But it is not.
What about those kind of don't feel like they love to let somebody pop them upside their head?
Oh, those are the ones too, and that comes back to filling that void yourself. Because, you see, that comes back to what I said. A couple of your prior relationships were probably like that. And when somebody peaceful comes into your life who doesn't want to bop you upside the head, somebody who actually wants to sit and talk to you, somebody who actually wants to say, look, that kind of behavior is not acceptable. Most of us don't know what to do with somebody like that because we've never had somebody tell us that before. We've never had nobody tell us it's not cool to act up in a public restaurant like this. If we're having personal problems when we get home, we discuss it. Nobody never told you you're not supposed to show up at my job talking about you gonna miss this coochie. Which
at the top of her voice, huh?
At the top of her voice. And I'm not knocking you, ladies, because the fellas are idiots, too. Calling up to your job. Talking about, she a hoe. She a hoe. And then later on that night, call you, talking about, baby, I miss you. I need you. You make me do stupid. No, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Hold on here. I think I done touched a nerve with somebody. Hold on. 813, you on.
I've been pretty, Tony. You know, nobody has to tell you that you don't go to somebody's shop. No, when they go to that extreme, there's a problem, a serious problem. You know nobody has to tell you that. Those are just
straight up.
That's just common sense given. You don't go to somebody's job.
But you're assuming. My friend, you know, K did, even though I knock him sometimes.
Well, I'm not assuming. I'm not suggesting people aren't crazy. But I'm not
assuming
that adults know what's right and wrong.
Yes, they do. But KDD always tells me common sense ain't common. You know what I mean? He always says.
Absolutely.
You know, you would assume you know that you don't go up to somebody's bread and butter and do something like that. You would assume somebody wouldn't be calling, playing on your job phone because you told them 3 times, I don't want to talk to you. And the sad part about what I'm discussing.
All I'm saying is not because they don't know. It's because they choose not to make the right decision, because they choose to lean toward the irrational insanity, whatever. But it's not because they don't know. That's all I'm saying.
You think their emotions be taking over, or is that ignorance?
Both. Either or. But it's not lack of knowledge.
And the reason I'm discussing this is not that I don't want to talk about the drama part of it today. The reason I'm discussing that because sometimes the person doing the calling is the one who did the wrong, and the person that you're calling up to their job is the one who was giving you that unconditional support and unconditional love that you were taking advantage of. And now that it's gone, you think you're entitled to it back. And some of y'all, I don't know where y'all get this from. Like I said, maybe it's a NyQuil I'm on, but I'm in one of them real moods today where I want to drop some knowledge. When you pressure somebody to come back to you, they're not coming back to you out of love. They're coming back out of you so the drama will stop. And they're just biding their time. The stage exit left. You know what I mean? A lot of us, we get into weird relationships that we're not ready for. You know what I mean? I say that all the time. You know, I was watching a movie the other day, and, you know, this married woman, you know, she was in one of those relationships where the husband knows what she does and he monitors all that, but he's one of them dudes who's just all over the world. And he allowed her to have something and someone to love. And she didn't lie. She told dude who and what she was about, and she said, I can love you Monday through Wednesday. But the rest of the days, I got to go home. And she did. She loved him hard, Monday through Wednesday, catered to his every need. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, she had to go home. Now, there's some of you all, y'all who don't shake your head and you don't understand that concept. I understand it because she was honest. But if you knew you couldn't mentally deal with a situation like that, you should have walked away. Love overwhelms you at times. They say love is blind, love is this. Love is all of the above. That's why it is so overwhelming, especially when it's beautiful. Do not sit up and find ways to screw it up. Don't sit there and let your imagination run all willy-nilly with you. when you have something beautiful, be man or woman enough to say, I've never had something like this before. So if since I don't know what to do with it, let me be honest with you. Give me some time. But most of us don't think like that. We're too busy sabotaging. We're too busy got, you know, these self-destructive mechanisms built into us. Like some of my homeboys think that their baby mama coming up to their job talking about, you want this coochie? It's love. She love me, dog. That is not cute.
Nah, man, that's homeboy out there busting out them windows because he love her.
Thank you. I love you, but busting out the windows in the house with your babies inside. What the hell? Hold on. Wow, I've never seen this area code before. Let me let him up in here. 336 are on. Good day. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Just on here doing what we do, brother. Thank you for joining us. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I got to need some help, man, some advice, man.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate that, man. It's definitely appreciated. You know what I mean? So I'm going to let you go on back and listen. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
No, I said I need some advice. You don't mind.
Oh, well, come on. What's your question, brother?
Yeah, I'm going through the same similar situation right now, man. You know what I mean? And my baby mama's talking to me at my girlfriend's house. So I have to go to my other homegirl's house. You know what I mean? And I don't put a 50 B on her, man, but she's crazy. I don't know what to do, man.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's an interesting one because there's so many ways I can get on this highway, so I'm going to start off with my first question, like, how long have y'all been apart?
Been apart maybe like a year now.
Okay. Now, you don't have to answer this next question, or you can choose not to and, you know, plead the Fifth Amendment, the right not to incriminate you. You know what I mean? In that year, have you given her any indication that y'all going to get back together and you've been over there tapping that ass, or you've been a real man about it, like, nah, go on, let's just talk about the kids. I want to do right by the kids.
See, that's how I messed up, man. I done slept with about 4 or 5 times, man.
There you go. So you already got the answer to your question, brother. We on some real ish up in here.
But see, man, I ain't messed with it in a minute, though, man. I'm like, yo, I want to...
What's
you know
a
what
minute?
Shit?
A week? A month? A day?
Like 4 months, man.
Okay, and in these 4 months, have you made it clear to her? You kept saying, nah, we cool. Can we just talk about
it,
the
man.
Kids?
I done did that. She told me she don't care. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you this. When somebody loves you that obsessively, not passionately, obsessively, it takes time to get the message through to them. But I'm going to tell you from personal experience, don't touch the fruits, brother. Women are emotional beings, especially if they care for you. Because once they give that nana up to you, they thinking, oh, he going to come home now. Now, it's going to take a little while because she can't process it yet. 4 months, how many kids y'all got, brother?
We got one.
Okay. And if she loves you that genuinely, it takes more than 4 months for a woman to move beyond that. Now, you would have almost been in the home stretch if for the last year you had made it be like, nah, we good. I'm not your man. You can't call me no 2 o'clock in the morning talking about you want to talk to me, asking me which bitch at my house.
Yeah, exactly. I feel you. That's exactly what it is, too.
You know what I'm saying? We not cool like that no more. You're the mother of my child. Like I said, it takes a while. It takes a while for that to sink in, homie. But you got to stick to it. You got to stick to it and be like, you know what I mean? You could stalk me a million times. You could pop up a million times. It ain't going to change nothing.
I feel you.
And the second part of that is don't engage in arguments because people who are stalking you or obsessed with you, when they get a reaction from you, that's the reaction that they were looking for. So when they call on the phone, you low down, don't say a word. It's hard for us brothers especially. Just don't say nothing. Hell, just put the phone down. And if they still talking when you come back, be like, you through yet? Then when they finish, you be like, have a good day. What you mean? They're going to be like, what you mean? No, have a good day. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to engage you in anything. If you're calling me about diapers, if you're calling me about the baby, if the baby headed to the emergency room, I am there. But I'm not going to sit up and argue with you like I'm your man. I'm not your man. Like I said, it ain't going to happen overnight. These things take time, brother, but you got to make it clear. We done.
I got you. Hey, matter of fact, big homie, you might want to have her call the show. This your boy, K. Diddy. You might want to have her call the show, too, so we can put up on some knowledge, too.
She ain't approach me. The hands off.
No, we gonna, hey, what we gonna do is, hey, we gonna give her something to think about so she can approach you the right way. Cause at the end of the day, it's all about the little man. You know what I'm saying?
My favorite. See, what she's trying to tell me, she said, "All right, we go ahead and get back together." She said, "Go ahead, cut. I ain't gotta pay no more child support." You feel me? But she tell me she'll give me 2 more weeks if I ain't back to work. She gonna increase my shit.
Oh man.
I'm already kicking out $250 a week, man.
Well, yeah, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. Good looking. You see, that's what this show is about. A lot of times people hear the name of this show. Yeah, sometimes we do be up in here talking that player because, you know what I mean, I'm still the author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. I'm still the author of the book, Playology. I'm still the chairman emeritus of Players International. And for you brothers who ain't picked up a book lately, emeritus means I've retired, but I still got my player swagger. So if you need to call and holler at me about some player-ish, I'm here for you. But at the same time, can a player play is about playing the game of life from all aspects, not just being a panty chaser. You dig? Now, your boy got a slight headache. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
What's happening with you, my brother?
Oh, man, I was enjoying the conversation, checking out my brother's plight over there, you know. I really feel for him, you know, because sound like he got a handful.
But like I told him, it takes time. When somebody done had a kid with you and care about you, 4 months ain't no cushion. A year ain't no cushion. It takes time, but you got to stick to your gun. So, brothers, I'm going to put it out there for you again. If you done with something, if you need to bust a nut, don't go to her. Go find something else to bust it with. Because every time you touch her, you're rekindling something. And for you, it may be a physical thing, but for her, it's an emotional thing. Your boy Pretty Tony putting you up on game.
Say, man, I'm riding for the females today, man. And that goes out for you ladies, too. You can't be letting them cast them baby daddy be creeping back over there every now and then, either. Because they
fools. How you going to move on? How you going to move on if you letting him come and overtap that? Knowing that it's not just a physical thing with you. You got feelings. Feelings and sex don't go together. Now, if it's another brother, you know what I mean, you can let Junebug come to and beat it up and you get off. Cool breeze. But when you let your baby daddy keep coming over, tapping that, you are rekindling the passions of an old flame. Listen to your boy Pretty Tony. Listen to this philosophical stuff I'm about to give you. If you are too busy holding on to old goodbyes, you cannot embrace new hellos. I'll say it again. If you are too busy holding on to old goodbyes, you cannot embrace new hellos. Hold on. Somebody else want to say something? Welcome to the show.
This is TNA.
What's happening?
I am extremely sick like you, Pretty Tony. It's because Las Vegas started raining last night and this morning, and the mist in the air just got everybody screwed. But I caught the end of what the guy was saying. What did he go through? What was he talking about, the guy who was in a relationship for 4 months?
He tried, it wasn't no 4 months. His baby mama stalking him, and he, rather than leave her alone, every now and then he go over there and tap that, then he wonder why she's stalking him.
Oh, ouch, I just burned my tongue with soup. Oh, okay, so basically what goes on with K. Diddy, he had a stalker.
Oh, you're wrong, TNA. But you know what? K. Diddy, do you have any advice for brothers out there being stalked?
K. Diddy.
Boy, I don't know why they on me. But anyway. But anyway, I
get really off to play with you, boy.
I know. I guess it's because it's this cool, debonair, suave personality that I have that's, what's the word? God, I don't want
to
say.
You're like a moth to a flame, my brother.
I don't know. I want to say
enchanted,
but that's not the word.
I think the reason why we get on K. Diddy so much is because we know that because he is a laid-back brother. Not saying you aren't Pretty Tony, but he is pretty laid-back. But I feel sorry if K. Diddy has any women out there, they are probably super insecure. They probably think he's throwing everyone some jokes with him on here. And that is hilarious. So I'm not going to say too much to you because I don't want you to get in trouble. But we still love you, K. Diddy.
Thank you ever so much.
And could you please keep these crazy women with wild imaginations in check and let them know you're not speaking with anybody on the radio?
Well, I can't control what people think, you know what I'm saying? They persecuted Jesus Christ and everybody else, so, you know, I'm just mad in that one. So I can't stop that. I'm like Jamie Foxx. They can all continue to hate on me, whatever they want, because I know who I be.
Right.
All right, TNA, thank you for calling in.
Pretty Tony?
Yes.
I'd like to say shout out to the man who was cutting up watermelon and got busted by the woman's husband. You can take me on mute now.
TNA, I think you watch way too much TV. But shout out to whoever that was. But, yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen a couple more numbers jump on. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you. Normally, your boy Pretty Tone is full of figure. But, ooh, there are people out here who got stuff to say. Okay, I don't even know who to let on. Hold on. 561, you're on.
This is Loyalty again.
Pretty Tony, give some pointers out that a person can look at a relationship that's in a positive light. Give some pointers out. You know, what should women and men be looking at when they encounter themselves in a new kind of form of a love relationship?
Okay, yeah. I can definitely do that. One of the first things to a positive relationship is that it is of an encouraging nature. A lot of times we get people around us who stifle our growth, and if somebody is stifling your growth as an individual, that cannot be good for you because, you know, life is a simple thing. Infant, toddler, teenager, young adult, then you die. In between that, a young adult and an adult are two separate entities of your character. So if you're 41 still acting as though you did when you were 19 and 21, you have not grown. And if a relationship that you're in, somebody's objecting to you bettering yourself, that cannot be healthy for you. That's their insecurity in trying to hold you back because they have you in a certain position that they don't want you to grow out of. You cannot base a good relationship on prior decisions that you made when you were 20 if you're in your 30s. The rules don't apply. With age, there should come wisdom and learning. And if you keep dating the same kind of people and getting the same kind of results, you have not grown as a person. A good relationship starts with an encouraging feel to it. It has to be encouraging. Now, sometimes you're going to have dumbass ideas, and the person who is loving you, it's up to them to say, baby, you can't sell plane tickets to the moon. We ain't figured out how to make it there yet. It might be a good business prospect in the future, but right now, you can't be hostile to criticism like that. That's realistic. An encouraging relationship. There has to be some kind of compatibility beyond the bedroom. if you're Catholic and Muslim, y'all are going to have to come to a point where your religion doesn't come home with you. Because, you know what I mean, that can be an interference right there. Because you're supposed to be free to be the best you that you can be. Because that's what life is about. You are here to be the best you that you can be. Hold on, I got another person here. Let me let him in for a moment. Okay, switchboard is acting up. Please be patient with me. Private number 11 on your own.
Hello.
Yes.
My question is for K. Diddy. I'd like to know, what would he describe as a sincere relationship?
Oh, that's a good question. K. Diddy, that's for you.
Let me see.
Oh, let me add one more thing. I'd like to know, have you ever been in a sincere relationship?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think by the time you get half a century old, you've had to run into one. You've had to have them, lose them, have them, lose them, in order to realize where you are when you have one.
Okay. And what would you describe as a sincere relationship, sir?
One that could basically stand the test of time, because no relationship is going to be without trials and tribulations. None. None. But it's not the problems that you encounter, is how you deal with the problems that you encounter that makes the difference. And out of that comes sincerity, and out of that comes growth.
Have you ever been in love?
Well, since this is a K. Diddy moment, of course I've been in love. I don't think anybody that's ever been in a sincere relationship for any amount of time that hasn't been in love.
Okay. And trust and believe when I tell you, that's probably the best response you're going to get out of him, because he think he Joe Cool. His answers are always abbreviated and short and sweet and to the point.
And with that, we're going to have a musical interlude with another WML artist, and this joint is called Life Story.
Skipping. Hey, damn. Yo, get him. Let me get him. It's like my My life's on track and I'm back on beat. And all of a sudden the kid, he's like on track with me. Then I'm running on the beat, but you know my back, my spine. Yo, I got my nine. If my hard knock life, that's a hard knock. It gotta be cops, cause everybody know that he got paid. Never service, ran for judges, even though you can't judge me. Tupac first, California love, homeboy, then I rest till I rest in peace. From west to east, but I rest where the sun is set. And me, I have to be where I rest. Yeah. Breathe in, breathe out. Then I talk about my word of mouth. Hard night, you could check my shoes. Then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night, right? Yes.
Tell my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
President Future.
Talk about the hard night life. That's still my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Welcome back to the show.
I like that song, brother.
Hold on, hold on. Let me let you back up in here. I like that song, K. Diddy.
Well, thank you, thank you. I just thought I'd bless the listeners with something new. But y'all can get it on Coast Bangers this summer. That's another one of those shameless plugs.
Okay, brother. Okay. For everybody just joining us, like I said, I'm a little under the weather, so forgive me if I don't sound full of energy, but hopefully the message is getting across to you that in this life, every day is a when you're engaged in a relationship, your relationship should be a bonding. A real bonding where it's me and you against the world. If you're struggling in your relationship, it is going to affect your entire life. It really is. And you have to identify this. And if you have a beautiful, beautiful love that has come into your life, appreciate it. If you don't know what to do with it, learn about it. Don't mess it up, because a love like that probably comes once in a lifetime. Sometimes you're lucky and it'll come around twice. You understand what I'm saying? And don't let your ego, your insecurities, your homeboys, your homegirls, your family get in the way of a beautiful love.
Because they will. Because they will. Families get in mess and mess it up every time.
Yes, indeed. And you got to understand these things. You got to understand what this person has brought to your life. And sometimes, I hope you're listening to me clearly, sometimes it is an unorthodox kind of love that you've never had before. But because it's different, you don't appreciate it. Because it's different, it puzzles you. Because it's different and it doesn't fit into anything that you've had before, you struggle with it, question it. So the first question I have to ask you is this, as we're discussing love. Is this love that we're discussing, has it brought good things to your life? These are the questions you have to ask yourself as you sit down and look at your significant other. Or all you can think of is the negative, the trauma. Were there any good times? Did this love build you up in any way? We're going back to the beginning of the show where you say it constructive love. Or is it a destructive love? And a lot of us engage in that. Please forgive my pause. I'm not feeling very well. And I'm thinking as I'm going, because that's how I got to where I am, because you have to start to think. Move beyond your dick. Move beyond an orgasm. Move beyond the physical beauty of the male or female that you're attracted to. Because a lot of times you have somebody that's physically beautiful, but their qualities and their characteristics have brought nothing but headache. And then again, sometimes a person is so beautiful on the inside and out that they scare you, because you say to yourself, how can this physically beautiful person be beautiful on the inside too? So you start imagining stuff. You start making stuff up that you want to believe. Does this person make you stronger? Or does this tear you down? Or do you imagine that the strength and the constructive criticism that this person is bringing to you is talking down to you? Because at some point we can all use a little bit of talking to. And that's what I'm talking about today. Being lost without this love. Now you figure out, how am I going to get it back? Sometimes, like my man K. Diddy said, it was just a learning experience. Needed that love in that moment to help you get through some things. Sometimes you got to let it go because it came into your life just for that season. You weren't ready for it, and now that you are, somebody else is getting it. How are you going to fight that? And I know the thought of it being gone drives you crazy. And some of us, the shoe is on the other foot. You were that beautiful spirit that was given this beautiful love. But the person that you were giving it to did not know how to appreciate it. So now that you've been hurt, you're scared to give such a beautiful love. The universe gave you this beautiful love. But here's what Pretty Tony, listen to my voice, because I come on here and I give y'all my heart and my soul. When you have love that beautiful, a lot of people are not deserving of it. So here's the key that you need. Be careful. Choose more wisely who you would give such a beautiful love to. Make sure that that person is deserving of such a beautiful love. Sounds simple, doesn't it? It really is that simple. So I'm going to say it again for you. Make sure when you know who you are. When you have a love like that and it's been abused and neglected and kicked around, it scars you and you are a fragile soul. So now you're afraid or you become bitter and you have all this beautiful love inside of you that you want to give and you need to give, but you're afraid to give.
I kind of think those people are afraid, man. Their whole spiritual base is in question, too. Because if it's in your heart and you're a loving, caring person, you know, even though you go through these trials and tribulations, you understand that your gift is your ability to love, you know, in spite of the hurt.
You can't taint a beauty like that. Don't allow anybody and anything to taint such a beautiful love. And despite your setbacks and some of the heartaches and pains that you've been through, and if my voice is fading in and out, like I said, I'm not feeling well, but I had to bring this to y'all. Just choose who you're going to give this love to and make sure they're deserving. Because I know you're listening to me right now. I came here today for you. I don't know who you are, but you done locked yourself up and bolted up your heart, and you can't do that. You can't go give a love like that to a brother who don't even love himself, because it's going to end up coming back biting you in the ass. You got to give that to somebody who appreciates that and needs that. Hold on. Hold on here. 561, you're on.
Oh, this is just loyalty. Pretty Tony and Kay Diddy, both of you gentlemen today, you guys have really, really made me look at you in a totally different light. That you can actually speak with such compassion and conviction about this love that more or less what your topic is about. You live with or can you live without? You're really, really throwing me for a loop.
Well, welcome to Can I Play a Play?
Don't let the name fool you. I've said it many times, and there are different aspects of my nature, because I can be Pretty Tony in a heartbeat, but that's why, like I said, for anybody that's going to listen to the archives, anybody that's listening to me now, don't let the name fool you. Like I say, we do discuss player pimp stuff on here, but when you call yourself a player, I'm going to put this out to my brothers out there in the hood and in Cyberville, because a lot of players never taught you nothing. A player is a thinker. The only way you can advance your game is to become a thinker. And don't be afraid to think, because the first step to embracing a love like what I'm talking about right now is to think. I ain't talking about no homie love. I ain't talking about no drama-filled love. I'm talking about a beautiful love, because the sad part of what I'm talking about is a lot of times we are screwed up because of the love that our parents gave us. And our mama was a drama queen, and our daddy was a drama king. One was depressed, one was an alcoholic, you know what I mean? Whatever the scenario might have been, but we didn't know that, because that's what we know. That's how we grew up. So when a beautiful love comes into our life, a lot of you women out there, a brother coming to your life and he laying things out for you. And he's like, look, babe, I know you used to that over there, but here goes something better over here. And you're resistant and you want to argue and you want to fuss. And then when he's gone, you want to call him and leave him messages and be tripping and stuff. You messed that up. Just the way you brothers out there, you're looking for somebody to love you. Different from the love that we feel in the hood. But when you get it, you don't know what to do with it, so you abuse it and you misuse it. Then when it's gone, you want to use violence to get it back, like that's really going to bring that back to you. I call y'all my butterflies. I've met many of y'all. That's why my name is Pretty Tony, because I cover all aspects of the game. I've been with women. I sat thinking the other day, and from the day that I've come on this planet, I've been surrounded by women, man. If there are 50 people who played a major role in my life, 40 of them were women. You understand what I'm saying? So I've sat with them and talked to them and been around them and listened to them and heard the BS that brothers put them through, and my little butterflies, I know you're listening to me. Somebody done clipped your wings one too many times. Now you've rolled up into your little cocoon and you're afraid to come out. Don't be afraid, my little butterfly, but just make sure that when you come out that cocoon, somebody who's deserving of that love that you have on the inside of you gets it. The because if you don't become more selective, you're going to get hurt again. Then you're going to roll yourself back up into the cocoon because you're so fragile and sensitive. You know, an average person would get over something in a month or two. It takes you 3-4 years because you're beautiful. And that's what this is about today. And if my brother or sister, you've never had a love like that in your life, I am so sorry for you. Because everybody should experience love like that at least once. So you can know about it and feel about it. Anyway, hold on. I think somebody else want to join us. 813, you're on. 813?
813 is on. It is just sitting here listening. Didn't have anything I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. All of the numbers that I've never seen before, and I'm seeing y'all for the first time, welcome to the show. You know what I mean? If some of y'all are players and hustlers and you you expected to come through here and hear a player talk, yeah, you're still hearing one. This is your boy, Pretty Tone. But that's not what we're talking about this week. Maybe next week I'll get into some real player-type stuff. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, I have a new slang that I've come up with. Your time on this planet is a vacation, a very short vacation at best. Your life is to be lived. Don't spend your life wrapped up in a cocoon based on the prior actions of someone else or even yourself. For tomorrow is not promised to you, and today is but a fleeting moment. Enjoy your life. Don't lock up in the house in the darkness, smoking weed, drinking alcohol, locking yourself up away, be reading novels and the Bible, like the Bible going to reveal something to you. The Bible ain't never encouraged you to lock yourself up in the house. The Bible encourages you to understand the greater complexities of this life. The Bible shows you that life is a contradiction at best. The Bible tells you that if something offends you, shake it off like the dirt on the bottom of your shoe. And I'm about to spit some real spit. A lot of y'all too caught up with your pastors. Your pastor is just a messenger. Believe the message, but the messenger is just as flawed as you are. And if you compromise him, if you put him or her in a compromising position, you can only expect them to act as a human being. But then your disappointment grows. Not stopping for a moment to think. You put the pastor in that position. Now you pastors who put yourselves on pedestals, every man walking on the face of this earth is but a filthy rag. Every man and woman walking on the face of this earth falls short of the glory of God. There is not one perfect human being walking this planet. I am only a man. I can only be human. I make mistakes, but it is how I deal with these mistakes. The destination is not always the key. The journey is. The things that happen to us along the way to bring us to a point. To toughen you up, my beautiful butterfly. You listening to me? That heartache and that pain, that beautiful love that you wanted to give was abused and misused. But that was a lesson, like my man K. Diddy said, it was a life lesson to toughen you up, to come to the point to realize, hey, everybody ain't deserving of this beautiful love that I got. And that is the message from your boy, Pretty Tony, today. And if you've lost that love and you feel lost, Think of the good things that love taught you and apply them to your life. So whoever that is truly destined for you will see the difference in you. And you won't be the damn idiot like you were before. Now that's some real spit for you.
Can I play some music before you make me cry?
Check us out. Tell them the website where they can get at us, Lamont.
www.worldmovement.com. You can get us up and get your autographed copy of all the books that we have in print and audio.
Play something for them. I love y'all. I ain't got nothing else left in me. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back next Sunday.
Y'all check this.
I'll be right here.
It's on the subject of love by Miss Connie. Love can't hurt so bad.
to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together, you get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut, frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money's as young bucks. Mom, you ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, this ain't a race, and there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way, around the world, and you can stump we around you girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 was ready to fly, you ready to ride. Let's go. Now we can green, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. Hey, I like a girl that'll roll me up, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like sweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang, hey, Miss Thang, how you going, Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James. Excuse me, where you going, mama? I want to change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. Hey, I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like, a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the Philly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so in.